This is Lorne Greene. Wherever there's money to be made, there are probably secrets to be kept. Money was made in undreamed of quantities by a number of enterprising and not always scrupulous men in this country in the years following the Civil War. These diligent and lucky souls were called captains of industry, and many of them attained great respectability as well as wealth. But there were some of these pillars of the new society who had a skeleton or two in their closets, skeletons they would pay half their fortunes not to see exposed. But there are some skeletons that just can't be bribed.
Great Caesar's ghost, it's you.
It's been a long time, hasn't it been?
What do you want?
Aren't you going to shake hands with an old friend?
Leave me alone. Get out of here.
I can't do that, Ben. Don't you remember? You robbed me once.
Well, that was a long time ago.
That's right, Ben. And I've lived my whole life for this moment.
What do you want? Money? You want money? You can have it.
That's not what you took from me. What you took is something you can't give back.
Well, then what do you want?
Two men meet on a dusty street after many years. There's an old score between them that has never been settled. And that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production on the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, The Stranger, by Percy Grainger. Our star, Vic Perrin.
Denver in the 1880s was a prosperous city. And two of its most prosperous citizens were Ben James and Czar Tisdale. Except for their fortunes, they had little in common. Ben was a quiet, domestic man, and Czar was a hard-drinking bachelor addicted to his nightly poker games at the Grand Hotel. To the naked eye, they are as different as night and day. But there was one thing they had in common, besides their wealth. And one afternoon, he rode into town.
You Prairie Nell?
That's me, stranger. What can I do for you?
You own this dive?
What are you calling a dive?
I asked for the most degraded low-life hangout in the Tenderloin District, and they sent me here.
Listen, stranger. Fancy clothes or not, you're going to get carried out of here on a slab. You keep up that kind of talk. What do you want?
I want to buy it.
What?
Name your price. I'll pay you double.
Say, are you one of them temperance people?
I don't want anything changed. You just keep the place running as it is. I make only one condition. You agree to it, and I'll give you this.
$10,000? I think maybe you better tell me the condition.
Keep one room upstairs vacant at all times for when I'll need it.
That's all? For that, you'll pay me $10,000?
When I've done what I've come to do, money won't be any more use to me. Sheriff?
Howdy, stranger.
I'm looking for Mr. Ben Jane and Czar Tisdale.
Well, Czar, I reckon you'd find any night over at the Grand Hotel playing poker. But Mr. Jane... well, he spends most of his time at home. Hardly goes out at all anymore, except to get a shave every morning, round 9 at Clem McFarland's barbershop.
Thank you, Sheriff. Much obliged.
Good morning, Mr. Jane.
Good morning to you, Clem.
Got your mug all foamed up. Have a seat.
Thank you.
You hear about that gentleman who came into town this week and bought Prairie Nell's saloon down the Tenderloin?
I'm not interested in anything that goes on down there.
They say he's got it in for someone.
Yeah, probably some gambler.
He sure don't look that type. He's been coming in here every morning for a shave.
You better get on with my face. I don't like to leave Dorothea for too long.
Yeah, sure. Matter of fact, there he is now.
Hello, Ben.
It's you.
Careful, Mr. Jane. The razor's...
Oh, you've cut yourself, Ben. That was careless.
Wait, Mr. Jane, I'll get a towel.
No, I've got to go.
You didn't used to be so careless.
You stay away from me.
Why are you following me?
You begrudge an old friend the pleasure of your company?
You touch me and I'll call the sheriff.
I don't plan to lay a finger on you, Ben.
Then what do you want?
That's up to you. I'm just here to collect.
Money? Do you want money?
That's not what you stole from me.
This is the gate to my house. You can't follow me in there. You do, and I will have you arrested.
I'm not going to follow you in, but I'll be waiting. Whenever you leave your house from now on, Ben, I'll be waiting.
Ben? What's the matter? Look as if you'd seen a ghost.
I wish I had.
You're bleeding at the neck. You sanctimonious old hypocrite. Did someone slit your throat at last?
No, never mind that. It was an accident at the barber shop.
Someone outside?
No.
Why are you looking out the window?
There's no one out there. Don't look.
Is that Vernon?
He's come to haunt me.
It's no better than what you deserve. What we both deserve.
Do I have to pay now for something I did so many years ago? Haven't you punished me enough? I loved you.
You lied to me. You lied and I let myself believe you. Followed you instead of my heart. And the ugliness of that has shown ever since on my face. Like a mask I can't take off.
Dorothea, you've got to go out and talk to him.
No.
It's you he wants. He'll listen to you. Now, my heart's not strong, you know that. Do you want me to die?
I can't go out.
Why not?
I couldn't bear to have him see me now.
What are we going to do?
Well, why don't you send for the sheriff?
No.
We both know Vernon. He just might stand out there forever.
Hello again, stranger.
Sheriff?
I see you've located Mr. Jane.
That's right.
Doesn't seem to be too happy about him. He sent one of his servants to my office. Wants to know what you're planning to do.
Just follow him. That's not against the law, is it?
Follow him? Why?
My business is with Ben Jane, Sheriff.
Now look here, mister. I want a straight answer or I'm running you in.
I'm here to settle accounts with some folks. Three, to be exact.
Mr. Jane and Zara Tisdale?
Yes.
Who's the third?
I can't tell you that yet.
Revenge is against the law, mister.
I don't intend to break the law, Sheriff. I'll give you my word on that.
Frankly, I don't see how that's possible. What did these three people do to you?
Robbed me. Robbed me of the three most precious things that life can offer.
Revenge is a nasty business, and usually against the law. But there are many types of revenge, just as there are many types of crime.
So I'll have my revenge, Sheriff, and you won't be able to stop me.
Ben Jane is a respected citizen. I frankly can't believe anyone has cause to bear him a grudge. Now, if you don't stay away from his house, I'll have to arrest you.
But what crime am I committing, Sheriff? I'm only standing here.
Well, it's a public street. And streets are only for horses and vehicles. Section 102 of the public code.
Very well. If you'll permit me 5 minutes,
I believe I can satisfy the law.
Now, I'm going in to tell Mr. Jane you've left. And I don't want you standing here when I come out.
Sheriff. Sheriff, did you see him? Did you see him standing out there?
I did, Mr. Jane.
Did you arrest him?
No.
But he's following me.
I told him to leave. If he's still standing there when I go back out, I'll arrest him.
Ben? He went away. The sheriff talked to him and he's gone. Oh, Sheriff, I didn't see you. Good day to you.
He's gone? Then we're saved.
Was there, some kind of trouble between you two?
Oh, thank you, Sheriff. Thanks very much. And good day to you.
What's that?
What, dear?
That odd-looking carriage coming up the street from the livery stable.
It looks like the hearse.
And look who's driving it. Sheriff?
What can I do? The law says you gotta be in a vehicle. Don't say what kind.
No, shut him out. Keep him out.
Mr. Jane!
Take me upstairs. Take me to bed. Get me out of his sight.
Mr. Jane!
Don't let him look at me.
Mr. Jane! What's between you and that fella? Now, if you want to press a charge, I'll arrest him, but I can't do it without a charge.
Why don't you, Ben? Press charges, like you did before.
I've paid for that 1,000 times over.
Mrs. Jane, do you know that man out there?
I did. Once.
Well, then maybe you'd better go out and talk to him.
No. I don't... He mustn't see me. Not the way I look now.
I think if you don't, you're going to be a widow. But... Choice is up to you.
Vernon?
Ma'am?
You don't recognize me, do you?
Dorothea?
I don't blame you for being shocked. The years haven't been kind.
They might have been.
You've got your revenge, Vernon. Ben suffered a stroke. But it's me you should punish, not him.
But I am punishing you, aren't I? Aren't man and woman one flesh, one spirit?
Ben told me the truth years ago. He told me he'd made up that forgery charge to get you jailed and out of the way.
I thought you would have had more faith in me.
I should have. Only I can know how much I should have.
But Ben Jane was the man with the prospects. He was the one with the wealth.
Oh, it wasn't only money.
Well, I'm rich now, Dorothea, richer than he'll ever be. I loved you, and I've never loved anyone since.
That was all so long ago. Don't push Ben to his death, please. I've never given him a moment's happiness.
But when he dies, you'll have his fortune. And that's what you wanted, isn't it?
Changed, Vernon. You're not the person I knew. Bringing that hearse suits you. Ben.
The hearse is available to you, Dorothea.
I was wrong all these years. I could never have been happy with you.
I only wish there was some way I could arrest you for Ben Jane's death, mister.
Like I say, Sheriff, you can keep your eye on me all you want. I won't break the law. You said Czar Tisdale spends his evenings at the Grand Hotel?
That's right. But I'll tell you one thing, mister. He'd be a lot tougher customer than Ben Jane.
I'll see that 1,000, Duke, and raise you another. What do you got?
Full house Jack's eye.
four deuces.
Oh, damn you, Czar. That does it for me.
Yeah, you're going to leave just when the luck's running my way? Come on, let's have another bottle. Hey, more whiskey in here.
It's late, Czar. I got to get home.
Oh, what's the matter, Duke? You afraid that fellow who scared old Ben Jane to death is going to follow you home next?
Well, they say he's got two more people on his list.
So what? Sit down.
No one can figure it out. He bought up Perrinell's saloon. He's told the sheriff he don't intend to break the law.
Well, that means I'm safe. Ain't no one in the world could kill me without breaking the law to do it. Where's your whiskey?
Here it is, Czar.
What? You? Well, I'll be.
You know him, Czar?
I'd say so, wouldn't you, Vernon?
Yes, I would.
Sure never expected to see you again.
I guess not. Not after you robbed me of every ounce of gold I'd taken from my claim and left me half dead in the gutters of San Francisco.
Oh, please, Vern, don't break my heart when I'm trying to play poker. What are you going to do, tag after me the way you did Ben Jane? You're wasting your time.
No, Czar. I want to make you a wager. I want the money back that you stole from me, $10,000.
You
want
to play for it? Pull up a chair.
No. I want you to give it to me.
Give it to you? You're just as soft in the head as you were in San Francisco 20 years ago.
I'm wagering you'll offer to give it to me.
That's a sucker's bet, Vern.
I wager you'll beg to give it to me.
What's the catch?
How much are you worth?
Half a million, give or take. Why?
I'll put up twice that.
Let's see if I'm hearing right. You say I'll beg to give you $10,000, and you're giving me 2-1 odds?
That's right. Your entire fortune against a million of mine.
How do I know you've got that kind of money? You were pretty broke when I left you.
I've got over $1 million deposited in the vault at my hotel across the square. Here's the receipt.
You did all right for yourself after all.
A man can do a lot when he knows what he wants.
That's some bet, Czar.
You sure you want to make this bet, Vern? We got a lot of witnesses.
That's the bet.
Okay, you're on. Now, if you'll excuse me, we're going to get back to our game, right, boys?
What are you going to use for steak, Czar?
Oh, I've been winning all night. Look at these chips.
You just tied that up.
What?
Everything you own is tied up in our bet.
Wait a minute.
And until that bet's settled, you can't gamble. You can't even buy a drink.
But if I give you the $10,000, I lose. I lose everything.
That's right, Czar. And we've got witnesses.
Czar Tisdale took a sucker's bet, and suddenly his back is to the wall. But he's not a man to give up, not so long as any means are at his disposal. And unlike his adversary, he has no scruples against not breaking the law. There is only one thing to do, and he knows just the man to do it.
Good morning, Clem.
Oh, good morning, sir.
Well, I've come for my morning shave.
Yes, sir.
Was something the matter?
No. It's only that you always seem to be the first one in the morning. There's never anybody else here.
Well, strop up that fine razor of yours and have a go at my face.
Yes, sir. Is everything going just like you planned?
Oh, I don't have a plan, Clem. I'm playing it all by ear.
But I heard you had Mr. Tisdale cornered.
It looks that way. But just between you and me, I haven't figured out the next move.
So, what are you going to do?
Well, leave it up to him. You give a person like that enough rope, 9 times out of 10, they'll hang themselves.
Yes, sir, I guess you're right. Just settle back now while I fasten the cloth around your neck.
But if... pulling that cloth awful tight, Clem. You're choking me.
Sorry, sir, but I gotta do this.
Morning, Clem.
Well, I didn't expect anybody in so early. I'll be right with you.
It's okay. It's this fellow here I've come to see.
Well, good morning, Sheriff.
So, now it's Czar Tisdale you're after, huh?
Don't say anything.
That's right, Sheriff. And what would you say my chances are?
Of doing it legally? Zero. The only weakness he's got is a slight case of superstition.
Oh? How slight?
Gambler superstitions. He believes in luck.
Does he believe in ghosts?
Ghosts? Why don't you ask him?
Thank you, Sheriff. I think that's what I'll do.
And you just remember, I'm keeping my eye on you.
I'm sorry, mister, and thanks for not saying anything.
How much did Czar pay you, Clem?
Well,
How much?
Said, $5,000. But he said you were going to kill him.
I am. And you're going to help me.
No, I've had enough.
You want me to call the sheriff back?
No.
No, I wouldn't think so. Well, I was right. Czar Tisdale's given me my next move. Close up your shop.
But it's only morning.
We've got a long day ahead of us.
What do you want me to do?
Well, for starters, you can recommend a good butcher shop.
Butcher?
I'm in the mood for some rare steak, Clem. Blood rare. And then you're going to pay a visit to Mr. Tisdale.
Clem, what are you doing here?
I've come for my money.
It's broad daylight. I told you to wait till nightfall.
I did what you asked me to, Mr. Tisdale, and I want my money.
Not so loud. Get inside.
Now, we made an agreement.
I'll pay you. What are you so nervous about? But first, I want proof. Where's the body?
Outside town in a ravine up the canyon off Edgerton Road.
You take me up there and show me you've done your work properly, and then we'll settle the money. Looks like you did a good job, Clem.
You want to climb down and have a closer look?
No, I can see his face clear enough from here. Who'd have thought Vernon had so much blood in him, huh? You're dead at last, Vern, and I'm free. Let's go, Clem. I believe I owe you some money. And money's the only reliable currency between two people, Clem. That's the law I've always lived by.
Yes, sir.
Here you are. $5,000.
Have you forgotten our bet, Czar?
What? Vern, how'd you get here?
That money's not yours to pay out.
I just saw you dead. Clem, what the hell is this?
Who are you talking to, Mr. Tisdale?
Well, don't you see him?
I don't see nobody, Mr. Tisdale. Is this some trick so I'll forget about the money?
He's standing right there in the middle of the room.
If you pay him, Czar, you forfeit the wager and lose everything you have.
Say, what kind of baloney is this? Am I supposed to believe you're a ghost?
You trying to back out of the deal, Mr. Tisdale?
Clem, put that gun away.
I want my money.
Are you trying to scare me? Give me that gun.
Now, you ain't part of the plan, sir.
Okay, Czar, let go of him. It was all a trick.
Clem, are you all right? Clem? Damn it, Vern, he's dead. What did you do this for?
I didn't mean for it to go like this.
Well, it did, you soft-headed idiot. Now Clem's dead. Get him out of here. What's the matter?
It was your fingers, Czar, that pulled the trigger.
So I'll get rid of the gun. You really think I'm superstitious enough to believe in ghosts? I only believe what I see with my own eyes.
Like Clem here?
Get him out!
I don't think so, Czar. This isn't how I planned it,
but it'll save me the trouble of killing you myself.
What's that mean?
I'll get just as much satisfaction out of seeing you hanged.
Well, help me get him out of here, will you?
I helped you once before, Czar. Or have you forgotten that?
What do you want, money? Here, my safe's open. Take what you want.
You think this bet is about money?
I'll forfeit. You can have it. Everything I own. I don't want to go to the gallows.
I befriended you when you were down and out. You hadn't a dime or a hope to your name. I trusted you when no one else would give you the time of day. And you betrayed that.
You want it in writing? All right. My whole fortune. It's yours.
I never thought I'd see it. The day you put a life above money, even your own.
Nobody wants to die, Vern, not unless he's a fool. There. Take this paper and promise you'll keep your mouth shut.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, wait a minute. Aren't you going to promise?
Oh, this has worked out better than I could have planned it. You'll be hearing from the sheriff shortly, I expect.
Give me that paper.
You lost the bet.
Says who? There's no witnesses.
I've got it in writing.
Now, hold it. You hold it right there, Vern. By my count, there ought to be 5 more bullets in this gun, and it's only going to take one of them to get me that paper.
If you want it, Czar, here it is. Come and get it.
Oh, I will, Vern. After you're dead. What? Why don't you fall?
Maybe you missed. Try again.
What's the matter with this thing? Why aren't you dead?
Maybe your eyesight's going, Czar. All right, I'll come closer.
Stay back!
Maybe I'm really a ghost after all. You did hire Clem to kill me, didn't you?
Keep back! Keep away from me!
The gun's empty.
No!
You shouldn't be afraid of me. You don't believe in ghosts. You only believe in nature red in tooth and claw. That's your ethic, isn't it?
What are you doing?
You've lost the bet, Czar. You're a ruined man.
Well, you can't lose a bet to a ghost.
Oh, you can if there's a witness.
Who?
Okay, Clem. You can get up now.
Clem!
Thank you, sir. I fell in an uncomfortable position. I was getting mighty sore.
He's alive! But all his blood...
Compliments of the butcher shop. Just like the way my body looked up in the canyon.
And the bullets. Blank cartridges?
Sometimes blanks do the job better than the real thing.
I need a drink.
Don't you think you ought to ask your host's permission first?
What do you mean? What host?
Like I said, you're a ruined man, Czar. I've got control now. I've got absolute control over your life.
Lorne Green again, and here is the fourth act of The Stranger. With 2 of his revenges apparently successful, the stranger seems to be on the verge of achieving his end. But several questions remain. Why did he pay an exorbitant sum to keep a vacant room in Prairie Nell's dive? And who is his third victim?
Are you trying to tell me you think you own my house?
And everything else.
You think you could make that stick?
I think I can, Czar. I've got a signed document. And if you want to contest it, you'd better decide first whether it's worth going to jail for attempted murder.
Sir, you promised I'd be kept out of this.
Don't worry, Clem. There's enough evidence to hang my guest here without involving you.
Your guest?
You seem to have trouble accepting that fact.
I need a drink. What'd you do that for?
Oh, I'm not going to have common dirt like you drinking my whiskey.
I don't understand. If you want to kill me, what do you want with my estate?
Because money is everything to a man like you, Czar. And without it, I don't expect you'll last very long. Now, come on.
Where?
I've arranged a place for you to live out the rest of whatever remains of your life.
What's this?
You recognize it?
Why should I recognize it?
It's Prairie Nell's.
I've never been here before in my life.
Oh, sure you have. It's just like every honky-tonk dive in every town in the West, including San Francisco. Remember, Czar? Gold Fever Saloon? That gang of toughs that was beating on you just for the sport of it? And how out of common decency I tried to stop it and got a broken jaw for my troubles? I put clothes on your back and food in your mouth. I took you out to my claim. I wanted us to be partners.
You took my loyalty for granted, Vern. No one takes Czar Tisdale for granted.
It wasn't your loyalty I took for granted. It was your friendship.
Howdy. I was beginning to think maybe you wasn't coming back.
Hello, Nell. I'll take that room now.
Who's that you got with you?
This is my friend, Czar Tisdale.
It is. I'd hardly recognize him. Looks like he's been counting cowbellies in a stampede.
Please, let me have a drink.
Room's ready for you, mister. Just the way you wanted it.
Good. Here it is, Czar. Your room.
This? Well, this place is filthy. There's no furniture. The mattress is torn. I used to have a mansion.
But this is where you belong. I dragged you up from thieves and cutthroats, and now I'm throwing you back.
You can't make me stay here.
You don't have a cent. Where else can you go?
I'm not living off your charity.
Sure you will, because you're just like any animal. You'll do anything to survive. How about a drink now? You want it? Go ahead. It's on the house.
I wouldn't drink that rot gut. My whiskey's the finest money can buy.
You were weaned on rot gut. And now you've come full circle. Go on and drink. Good boy. Now, there'll always be a bottle of that within reach. It should make the end come faster. And if you get bored, here's something to while away the time. Deck of cards. You can play solitaire.
I'll kill you for this, Vern, if it's the last thing I do.
How? You're nothing but a worthless drunk. You have nothing. If it wasn't for me, they'd throw you into the gutter like a dog. Go ahead, drink some more.
No.
Don't be shy. Here, let me help you.
Stop it, Vern! This stuff will kill me.
That's right. I've waited 20 years for this moment. I'm going to watch you die.
I won't stay here.
I've paid for the privilege of watching you die.
Go! You're right, Vern. I've come full circle. My crime's paid for. You got the fortune I made with your money. I'm back where I've started. But I'm a free man, and I'm walking out of here.
No, you're not, Czar. This gun's not loaded with blanks.
You gonna shoot me down, Vern, is that it? In cold blood?
Keep your hands off that door.
I'm going, Vern. I told the boys at the Grand Hotel, no man could kill me unless he broke the law to do it, and that includes you. I win, Vern.
What happened? My God! Tisdale, is he?
It's time to send for the sheriff, Nell.
Why? You can escape out the back way.
I don't want to.
Why not? You need a horse?
I can't leave town yet. There's still one more person I have to settle accounts with.
He's up in that room with Tisdale's body?
He told me to fetch you, Sheriff. Frankly, I don't get it.
Mister? Did you shoot Tisdale here?
I did.
Self-defense?
No, Sheriff. Murder.
You broke your word, mister. Murder's against the law.
I reckon I got a trifle carried away.
Okay. Let's go.
I'm afraid I can't, Sheriff.
What?
I told you I had three people to get, remember? Czar Tisdale only makes two. There's still one more to go.
I've had enough of you, mister. Now, come on, move.
You don't understand, Sheriff. I have one more revenge.
My gun's trained right at your heart.
And no one can stop me, not even you.
Stay back.
No.
Stranger?
Mister?
Is he hurt bad? You want me to get bandages?
No. The wound's fatal. Mister, can you hear me?
Yes.
Why didn't you surrender? Why'd you think I couldn't stop you?
You didn't. My third victim was me.
So Vernon was successful. His first two victims are dead, and he lies dying on the floor of a ramshackle saloon. Only one question remains.
Mister, can you still talk?
Yes.
I don't understand. Why'd you do it?
I came to town to kill three people who'd robbed me of life's three most precious possessions.
And Ben Jane robbed you of Dorothea?
Of love and happiness, Sheriff. She was a beautiful woman once. We were engaged to be married, but Ben wanted her too. He trumped up false charges, had me arrested and convicted of forgery.
What did Mr. Tisdale take from you? Money?
Something far more valuable than that. Faith. No man could have done more for another than I did for him. And he betrayed me.
But you? What did you rob yourself of?
The most precious gift of all. Salvation. My whole life has been spent preparing for revenge. And I've taken it, but in doing it, I've denied myself the kingdom of heaven.
It's not too late. You can still repent.
I wish I could, Sheriff. But my heart was hardened too long ago. Even your bullet hasn't softened it. Disproves the old saying, doesn't it? Sometimes you can get blood from a stone.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you five nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, The Stranger, was written by Percy Granger and produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Your host was Lauren Green. Our star was Vic Perrin. Featured in the cast were Marvin Miller, Howard Culver, Harley Bear, Peggy Weber, and Tyler McVeigh. John Harlan speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CVI.
Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you by Serta Perfect Sleeper Mattresses and Foundations, with the top comfort and deep support for firmness that feels good. And that's a healthy investment in yourself.
This is Andy Griffith. Tomorrow at this same time, our story is earmarked for comedy. Just try not to laugh. I tell you something, I can't.